again to my podcast entitled A Conversation That Matters. I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and I serve as the director of the Curb Center for Faith Leadership here on the campus of Belmont University. Today's podcast features a devotional thought from the Old Testament. Some of you may know that I am writing my way through each book, each chapter of the Old Testament, trying to come up with a devotional thought from every single chapter. That's 929 chapters in all. Some of you may also be familiar with a type of Bible study called a SOAP study. That's S-O-A-P. Format is simple. The S stands for a scripture to explore. The O is an observation about what is happening in the text. The A is a word of application. And the P is a sentence-long prayer, S-O-A-P. So as we make our way through these particular devotional thoughts, I'm going to use that SOAP strategy. Today I'm going to read all of Psalm chapter 2, then I'll share with you an observation, an application, and then a prayer. And so as we begin, let me share with you the reading of Psalm chapter 2. This particular reading is from the New Living Translation. It begins, "Why are the nations so angry? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepare for battle. The rulers plot together against the Lord, against His anointed one. Let us break their chains, they cry. Let us free ourselves from slavery to God. But the one who rules in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then in anger He rebukes them, terrifying them with His fierce fury. For the Lord declares, I have placed my chosen king on the throne in Jerusalem, on my holy mountain. The king proclaims the Lord's decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son, today I have become your father. Only ask, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the whole earth as your possession. You will break them with an iron rod and smash them like clay pots. Now then, you kings, act wisely. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with reverent fear and rejoice with trembling. Submit to God's royal son, or he'll become angry, and you'll be destroyed in the midst of all your activities. For his anger flares up in an instant. But what joy for all who take refuge in him." Focus verse that I want to drill in on is verse 3, which says, "Why are the nations in an uproar, and the people devising a vain thing? The kings of earth take their stand, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. They say, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us." So let me entitle our thought, Foolish Heart, Foolish Nations. Here's the observation. In the Hebrew mindset, opposition to God and His people typically proceed from the nations, specifically pagan nations, whose leadership challenges the Lord and those He's put in authority. If you read this second psalm through the lens of that ideology, the theme of God's superiority over all the nations begins to emerge a little more clearly. The nations of the earth, quote, take their stand, like Goliath once did when he taunted the armies of King Saul. Yet in spite of earthly opposition to his ways, the Lord God is in complete control over the earth, and he scoffs at the foolish behavior of those who oppose him. This psalm speaks of God's ultimate victory through the work of the promised Messiah. When the Messiah is given voice in the psalm, he states that God has begotten him. The word does not refer to God giving birth to the Son, because the Son is both uncreated and eternal in nature. It refers, rather, to the kingship and to the moment at which all authority is granted to the Son. The psalm ends with a challenge for the kings of the earth to receive God's truth and to obey Him. Now let's think about the application of this psalm in those particular words. The choices we make define us. When we choose well, we find prosperity, success, and health. Whenever we choose poorly, however, we discover the exact opposite result in our lives. The psalmist challenged the nations of the earth to choose obedience to God rather than rebellion. He wanted them to know that whenever someone chooses to defy the absolute authority of the universe, that bad things are going to be the result. Choose God and find success. Defy God and discover ruin. Let's talk for a moment about some of the choices that you're making with your life. Think in terms of relationships. Are you surrounding yourself with those who encourage you, those who would challenge you, those who would make you better. Or let's think in terms of health-related choices. Are you paying attention to the disciplines of a good diet, good rest, good exercise? Let's think in terms of financial choices. Are you making sound decisions that help you to live within your means, decisions that help you plan for a successful future? Or let's think in terms of social media content. Are your choices in how you spend your energy making a positive impact on your life? Or are you wasting a lot of valuable time? See, choices are always ours to make. And my question is, are you willing to make the difficult but rewarding decisions? So pay attention to your life and ask the Father to help you choose well. Let's end with a word of prayer. Holy Father, give us wisdom in the midst of every choice that we make. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and this has been A Conversation That Matters. Thanks for listening.